Dear friends in Jesus Christ, today we celebrate the Divine Mercy Sunday, beautifully decorated the picture of Divine Mercy. Sometimes it is called the Low Sunday or White Sunday, Dominica in Albis, because the solemn ending of the baptism of the catechumens are finished by today. That's why it is called the White Sunday. Today the gospel says, the appearance of Jesus to the disciples. It's a history, not a folk story. Just imagine all the doors of these churches are closed. Nobody can enter into it. But Jesus entered. He has a different body. This is what we receive the Eucharist. And Thomas was always doubtful. Just like the modern world has the same problem. Whatever I don't see, I don't believe. We don't have empirical, epistemological, or scientific. But the faith is above all. Just because we are unable to see him or touch him does not mean that he is absent. Doubting Thomas, Jesus said, come, put your finger on my wounds. There will be a disparity there. The same Jesus said to Mary Magdalene, don't touch me. And the same Jesus today says to Thomas, come and touch me. Contradiction is not. How can it be? To a woman, no. To a man disciple, yes, come, touch. Because the woman Mary Magdalene was impure because she touched the tomb. The Jewish tradition does not permit anyone impure can touch the high priest. Secondly, this is the eighth day after the resurrection. For a Jew, the eighth day is the day of atonement. So Jesus as a high priest now on the eighth day is in his throne, he is atoned. That's why Jesus said, Thomas, you can come. Now it is eighth day and it is the day of the atonement. The high priest is fine. Thomas comes and touch. He says nothing other than my Lord and my God. We say always, every day, maybe hundreds of times, say my Lord, my God, terrible. My God, my Lord, it's unbearable. I cannot do. That is a negativity. But this Thomas said, my Lord and my God, I trust in thee. This is what the poor lady of Poland, Sister Faustina, said, I trust in thee. And Thomas, his doubt healed the wounds of all our doubts, the wounds of passion. Sister Maria Faustina, which we celebrate today, the Divine Mercy Sunday, on the year 1935-36, on Good Friday, Jesus revealed and showed this divine image. If you don't mind, after the Mass, please receive the Divine Mercy Chaplet pictures together with the holy water. And this picture, if you just look it, it's not a veneration of, it's not a piety. Because it is divine mercy means it is Jesus himself. That's why Pope Benedict XVI said, the core or the heart of gospel is nothing other than the mercy. If you look at the picture, Jesus is walking. He's walking. And secondly, you will see, as a high priest, he has a robe. That means he is a high priest. And again, he is blessing. His hands are raised. And there are two rays. One is the white and the purple one, or the red one, pale. The blood and water. Divine mercy is not a piety because it is Jesus himself. He wants his mercy to be received at the eighth day of his resurrection. So, better to remember, divine mercy is A, B, C. A is ask for his mercy always, always. B, be compassionate to others through words and deeds and action. C, complete trust in him. This is what to Sister Faustina, Jesus said. He said, I want the second Sunday, the Sunday after my resurrection, the whole world rejoice the mercy. The mercy is his name. Jesus is the mercy. Therefore, it is the particular day to celebrate his mercy. And he says, the divine mercy, usually people pray at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 3 o'clock in the morning, because 3 o'clock is the time Jesus was crucified, and 3 o'clock in the morning was the time Jesus appeared. He was resurrected. That's why particularly. So it is better to remember there is an acronym, F-I-N-C-H. F means Feast of Divine Mercy. I means Image of the Divine Mercy. N means Novena of the Divine Mercy. C means Chaplet of the Divine Mercy. H, the Hour of Divine Mercy. Thomas said, my Lord and my God. And through this poor Sister Faustina, Lord said, I trust in thee. If you can say a very simple prayer, whenever, whatever you do, just to say in your mind, Jesus, I trust in thee. For example, whatever you do, just before that, a 1 second, a splunk of time, you just say, Jesus, I trust in thee. Then his mercy will be flowing, and that is what Saint Thomas said, "My Lord and my God, Jesus, I trust in thy mercy because you are so merciful. Let your mercy come to my family, my life, wash away all the sins, and also your mercy is you are the merciful Lord. Amen."